Good afternoon for KYMN News. I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. This update brought to you by Young's Paint Setter. It was a major milestone to get here. This week, Northfield Council unanimously agreed on every significant resolution left to begin construction on the renovation and expansion of the Naffers Fire Facility. The total bonding for the project is $4.2 million. Administrator Ben Marte.
So the council approved the contract. They authorized moving forward with issuance of general obligation bonds, a lease agreement with Naffers that would be updated. So Dundas and Rural are paying their proportion through the Naffers agreement. We also had to do a joint powers agreement amendment.
The repayment for the city is 20 years with an interest rate estimated at 3.2%. The lease with Naffers is $20,000 a year for 20 years with a possible 5-year renewal option. Martik said,
"Right, be gearing up now with contracts and preparing when the contractor might be getting all of their insurance and things together."
The Ames Park Gateway Improvement Resolution, which was also attached to the Naffers project, failed. The plan would be to place a monument digital sign on the corner across from the fire facility on 5th Street and add landscaping. The vote was 4-3 to spend an additional $175,000 for the improvements. The monument sign alone cost $111,000. That resolution needed 5 votes to pass. Someone's been tampering with the mail. Rice County Sheriff Troy Dunn reported this morning.
We had Lonsdale, Montgomery area, Shieldsville, and then Webster Township as well, where somebody was going through mailboxes and opening up mail and looking for, I'm guessing, checks or credit cards.
He's asking folks to call law enforcement if you see someone other than your neighbor or the mail carrier digging inside mailboxes.
Get a plate number, get a description. We don't ask that you try to confront them or anything.
If you still pay your bills through the mail, drop them off in the big blue post office boxes. Putting the flag up on your mailbox is an invitation for thieves. He also warns about farm equipment as the weather's warmed up. That goes for drivers and also farmers. Dunn said they ask farmers to be cautious and clean up any mud that they may bring onto the roadways after a rain.
Because if you hit a big piece of mud or dirt on the roadway, it can cause you to lose control.
They're required to have slow-moving signs and flashers on, but they don't have left turn signals. Dunn said a lot of crashes that happen are when a vehicle's trying to pass and the tractor is about to turn left.
If you tangle with farm equipment, usually the farm equipment wins. They're a lot bigger than our cars and our motorcycles and bikes.
It's also road construction season.
If it says road closed, local traffic only, that doesn't mean you can try to cut through. We get people damaging the things, and you can be cited for going through where it's marked off as road closed.
And the Northfield Hospital Auxiliary sold $64,670 during their annual book fair last weekend. In this, their 57th year, the book fair hit the $1 million mark in sales. Those dollars have been used to fund a number of hospital projects. The committee reports that this year they're making the second $30,000 payment on the wheelchair-accessible van that was bought last year for the long-term care center. They're also giving out 9 $1,000 scholarships to Northfield High School seniors who've been accepted into a technical college program, college or university, for study in a health-related field. News from around the state is next.